Welcome back into Sports Call on Tiger 95.9 FM and the Tiger Communications app, live from Radio Row, SEC Media Days. J.J. Jackson and Tom Peavy with our very good friend, Ryan McGee of ESPN and the SEC Network.
It's like deja vu, guys. We talk so much. I feel like we've done this before.
I feel like we've met you.
It's amazing,
So the cat's out of the bag. We told our listeners on Tuesday. We said, look, this was promoted that we spoke on Tuesday, but you're not going to get to hear Ryan McGee because of technology, and so now they know that you're back here again.
Marty and I, in the very early days, back when Marty McGee was a podcast that no one listened to at ESPN.com, we interviewed, I'm trying to remember who it was now, it was like Tracy Lawrence, and incredible interview. We went out to Charlotte Motor Speedway, and you know, Marty's like, I got it, man. I got an app on my phone, and he goes, I got a microphone or whatever else. Incredible interview. Tracy Lawrence is telling stories that you just wouldn't even believe about working on oil rigs and, you know, all this. And, hey, and the next day, Marty goes, hey, man, I didn't record any of that. All right, so it's fine. I totally get it. But what a week, man. I mean, you know, if I'm being 100% honest, I'll be ready to get on the plane today.
Right.
And 4 days is awful lot, but it's been a great week.
After not getting to do this last year, is what we talked about on Tuesdays. Yeah. It felt good, but you're right. The week has come to a close. But for us, it's Auburn Day, right?
Today's a big day.
Today is the day.
Yeah.
And you guys are getting a chance to hang out with Coach Harsin.
Yep.
And the quarterback.
Yeah.
And Bo Nix.
It's funny because we know Bo, and we don't really know Harsin. I mean, I talked to him a couple of times years ago, but I'm anxious to get some one-on-one time with him. And it's what I gauge these coaches when I don't know them is what I hear about them from other coaches. And what you hear about Harsin has always been great. So, you know, it's like Sam Pittman. I knew Sam Pittman a little bit. All these years he was a coordinator. When he got the Arkansas job, people were like, oh, this guy's the best. So, and coaches, as you know, will totally run down a coach behind his back. And we don't get that.
Right.
You can tell pretty quick. So I'm really anxious to talk to him in a little bit.
And then, as you mentioned, knowing Bo Nix, I mean, he's been the Auburn quarterback for 2 years.
Sweet tea, baby.
Exactly.
That's right.
In an event like this, they're so well-dressed always.
Bo's looking fresh to death.
They're so presidential in a lot of ways. What stands out to you, though, about Auburn's quarterback, Bo?
Well, I think that when you talk to coaches and when you talk to NFL scouts, what they'll tell you is every other position, they just assume – if they're there 2 years, great. They want quarterbacks to be there a long time. They want quarterbacks to be in the incubator. You know, they don't want quarterbacks coming out too early. And in other words, experience matters. And, man, has he got experience and has proven – you know, that he can handle that at the big moments. And so, to me, that's what I like about him is he's not rattled. I mean, you know, I watched him just get his face knocked off, you know, and he does an interview after the game. You know, it just – and he just – you cannot replace experience and leadership, and, you know, he's got that in spades.
With Coach Harsin, his first time coming here and kind of getting into this hotbed of media activity, maybe a guy that is – we don't want to say doesn't like doing media stuff, maybe not as comfortable.
It's not his thing.
He's a very business-oriented guy.
Yep.
Is this the type of thing that loosens him up to the media some, or do you think he's just so business-like that he's just going to get his stuff done and go?
I think your first time around for this, because listen, you go to Mountain West Media Day, or you go to Pac-12 Media Day, or you go to Big 12 Media Day, or even ACC where I live in Charlotte, and it's a lot more chill. Like, it feels like an event, but it's not a huge event. This feels like an event. even not having all the fans in the lobby, it's still there's use that word presidential. There's another level to it. And so I think that guys go into this. Now, we just, talked to Coach Drinkwitz.
Right.
That dude, he loves it all, right?
Yeah.
But there just are guys that I think they're a little nervous rolling into this. And we saw it a little bit. With Josh Heupel, who I know can be a great interview. He wasn't really necessarily this week because he's just trying to get through his first one. The second time around, you find guys relax a little bit. And usually by the time Marty and I get them at the very end, they're either so tired they're ready to just get on the plane and get out of here, or they kind of chill a little bit. Yeah. And so I think as the day goes on, they the rails get greased a little bit.
Well, last week when we spoke on the phone with you, we mentioned, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get the Auburn dog this week that is wandering around with no fans at the event.
I don't know.
Would that have loosened up like Coach Harson?
It could be in, like, the food court.
Yeah, it could still be.
Around. I don't know. Yeah, I think that's kind of – when you see, like, the Auburn painted dog – or like the Bear Bryant clones, those brothers, the ring head guy and all that stuff. I think it's like going to Ripley's, believe it or not. You either think it's awesome and you chill out, or it freaks you out, right? And so I don't know what it'll be. But I guess yesterday, I don't know if we were out there today or not, but yesterday there was a group of creeps out there, like right by the like out at the edge of the parking lot, like leering into the lobby or whatever. Yeah, so it's – I don't know.
We had a huge – the Alabama Fest had some huge chair out there with basketball rims on it.
And so I'll tell you, so when my wife and I first got married, and she'd never been to the racetrack, and I took her to the Charlotte Motor Speedway, and we come through the tunnel, and the first thing we see is – I'm going there to work, and she had just got her credential so she could just see it. And we get pulling in the tunnel, and there's a guy in jorts – and nothing else, and he's on the top of an old Winnebago, and he's got a fishing pole, like a cane pole, and like a 20-foot fishing line with a smashed Budweiser can, and two little naked kids trying to grab it. And my wife is like, "Who are these people?" I go, "Baby, don't make fun of these people." I said, "These people pay for the truck we're in. They pay for the bed we slept in last night." So yeah, we can say what they want, but chair basketball guy, that dude's paying for all this.
That's right. Yep. You mentioned some of these coaches. You mentioned Drinkwitz. I saw some interviews of him.
Dude
is an absolute trip. But you also had Mike Leach, and I saw some pictures of him roaming around y'all's studio.
He wouldn't even talk to us. He walked straight onto the set. Yeah, I think the Missouri SID put it out there. He walked straight onto the set and walked like the deal is they put a microphone on him and then they walk around a corner. "Hey, coach, we kind of do this whole thing." And we find that it kind of lowers their guard a little bit, you know. But he just kind of wanders in. Doesn't say hey to anybody. He goes, "Oh, look at this set." And he starts – and, of course, like, you know, and this is our set from Charlotte. There's so much stuff. I don't even know what all is back there. And there's like an old plane propeller. He goes, "Oh, this propeller." He goes, "This whole long thing about a propeller side." And there's a windmill. Oh, he goes, "You know, windmills, you know, they put the so-and-so and so-and-so." I was like, you know, like, "Coach, at some point we have to do an interview." No, it was like he was at a museum.
The picture was just hilarious because you've got Leach over here looking at the wall, and you've got you and Marty just
he did a lap.
He's like looking over your shoulders like, what is this guy doing?
He did probably a five-minute, like, lap all the way around the thing.
My gosh.
He's looking at the bookshelf, and there's McGee's book. I'm in that book. Okay, Coach, could you please sit down?
It seems like this happens every media days. There's something that happens.
Yeah. Not like this. It was crazy.
And all of a sudden, this bomb blows up yesterday. Yeah. And it's like, what in the hell just happened?
I know. I tweeted out yesterday. I said, here was Radio Row before the Texas-Oklahoma story, and here it is after. And the first picture was like a yoga class, and the second picture was the food fight from Blazing Saddles. Because it was in our room, too. It's funny because we crossed over Radio Row to go to the bathroom, and it was so loud all of a sudden out here. It's because it was just chatter. But here's the thing. All you guys are talking about this. We're upstairs in the SEC network. Oh, we got two or three sets up there. And we're talking about it, and no one from the conference is coming and told us shut up. And there have been no no's in this whole thing. And so, to me, that's the sign that there's probably some fire under the smoke. So, it's and congrats to the Houston Chronicle for putting it out there. Those are good reporters, so I don't question anything. They're not going to run with it if they don't think they have something.
Sure.
But everybody has to note, though, there's an inquiry. They asked about it.
Right.
And so there's a lot of moving parts there, man.
Well, now, as connected as you two are, had y'all heard this, or was that had you heard anything maybe in the works?
A couple of weeks ago, I had kind of a weird exchange with someone from another Big 12 school.
Right.
And it was the first time I thought. But if I'm being 100% honest, I didn't dismiss it, but I didn't take it as seriously as I should have because – so every conference has like in the SEC,
right?
There's the feeling among the other schools that Alabama kind of secretly runs everything. You know, sure. I grew up in the Carolinas. There's always the feeling in the ACC that Duke and Carolina run everything. In the Pac-12, everybody's like irritated with USC. Well, in the big, you know, Big 12, there's no secret. That's Texas.
Yeah.
And then Oklahoma right behind them. So whenever there's this, oh, Texas, Oklahoma's going to do something that they're going to screw the rest of us, I kind of automatically dismiss it a little bit because it becomes Chicken Little, right?
Right.
You know, it's a boy that cried wolf. But in this case, I probably should have paid more attention to it. But that was the first sign I had that, like, maybe there's something going on. But I've said this to you guys before. I have believed all along, since the last big expansion realignment thing happened almost 10 years ago, I said there was one more coming.
Yeah.
Like a big one. And to me, we're going to go to four conferences. And there's a fifth one that's going to die. And so I think what's happening now is that's what's happening. We are moving toward the 16-team, maybe even more super conferences.
Right.
And it's going to be regional for the most part. And what makes the most sense if one's going to absorb the other one is that the SEC and the Big 12 cross over so much, one of one's going to eat the other one, and it looks like that's starting to happen.
Well, that was certainly a big one yesterday. I mean, it's an experience that we're going to remember forever, I feel like, because,
bonkers, man.
You know, seeing the commissioner
had,
on –
we pretty much had him sitting – we pretty much had Greg Sankey sitting
yeah.
at our table when this was going down, and it was like,
you know, it's funny, though, because I think we all know, and we're I'm thankful we have a commissioner who's very open and honest with us.
Yeah.
Like, everybody has his phone number.
Right.
And he – there was something a little guarded about him coming into the week. And I couldn't – normally, I got him pegged as soon as I see him, and there was just something a little – and I'm not saying this what it was.
Right.
But it probably was in the back of his mind, like, you know, because those guys all get a heads up when the stories are coming. And
yeah.
So, anyhow, it's what a, I mean, but man, yeah. I mean, 10 years from now, it'd be like the Philip Fulmer, you know, scaredy cat staying at home speakerphone thing. That famous, we'll all be talking about the day the Oklahoma, no matter what happens with it,
I mean,
we'll be talking about this, you know, years from now.
Reporters following Greg Sankey.
It was amazing.
Everywhere.
No, it was awesome.
And he's sitting down
crazy.
Putting
yeah.
the headset
and
on.
And he's all, I'm focused on 2021. Yeah.
What a moment. All right, so Ryan McGee's here with us from ESPN and the SEC Network. Somewhere in the Galleria parking garage trash can is a terrible SD card that no longer works that has our Tuesday conversation.
Yeah.
An onset Tuesday conversation,
yeah.
again, in a garbage can in the parking
that's
garage
all right.
here.
Yeah, that's fine.
You mentioned that there were big news coming out on Wednesday
yeah.
that you couldn't tell us about. Wednesday has passed.
Yes.
We now know Marty and McGee.
On the road, baby.
On the road.
On the road, yeah. We're so excited about it. We'll be on it at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central.
Yep.
We'll be the one-hour lead-in to SEC Nation. So whenever you see that SEC Nation is coming to town, and there's a 100% chance we'll be coming to Auburn at some point.
Absolutely.
I mean, 2 years ago, we went there twice. and so we'll be doing Marty McGee live. We're getting an awesome – they literally have taken a late 60s Chevy pickup truck, and they're cutting it in half and turning that into our chairs. And so we're like, don't ruin that truck, but the truck was wrecked. Like the truck was bent. We found that out. So yeah, on the road this year, and we're so excited. We dabbled in this a little bit in 2019, and had a lot of fun and success. And so I'm hoping that we'll roll with it. And we shot some really super high end commercials, and they're going to roll those out over the next few weeks.
Those are my favorite behind the scenes story. So the
yeah.
little snippet we had of you guys tossing bags in
yeah.
the truck. What's the
yeah.
story?
Hottest day of all time.
Okay.
We were in College Station.
That seems like a theme for you
yeah.
guys shooting commercials.
We were in College Station, which might give you a tip as to who this year's coach is going to be in the truck with us.
Okay.
I can't officially say that.
Right.
Don't tell Amanda Brooks. But we also shot some ads with a country music singer.
Okay.
And but it was some riding the truck, some in this country music singer's bus, and some on the property of the coach that I can't quite name
yeah.
yet. But it's but we're really excited about it, and we're just so thankful, and we can't believe that they let us do the things that they let us do, and we appreciate the support. But this is like a movie shoot. Like, we get there, and it's like, I mean, I'm gonna post some stuff on Instagram in the next few days. And we were like, "Did they know this is us?" You know, so yeah, we're excited about it, and there is a 99.9% chance we'll end up at the Plains at some point. So we're excited to roll into town.
The show is something that I make sure is on the DVR every. I mean, I love
Thank you.
Watching what you guys do.
And it'll
do.
Still be on ESPN Radio, by the way.
Perfect.
We're 8 to 9 Central, and it'll simulcast on the radio.
What do you so? these TV shows that you guys do together.
Yeah.
Live versus taped.
Yeah.
Talk to me about.
Well, I mean, it's what's cool is, and it took a little bit for them to figure this out, is just kind of let us do our thing. You know, when we're on right now on a Saturday morning, and right now we're doing it, we call it radio only. It's on the network. It's
right.
Just simulcast. Now, we'll go back into the studio in the middle of August. But what's cool is they just kind of, you know, for a couple of years they tried to say, y'all need to talk about this and y'all need to talk about that. And now they just let us run, you know. and the callers, really, you guys know the deal. The callers will take you places.
Wow.
They'll tell you where they want to go.
Right.
And so at the top of the show, Marty might casually mention, like last weekend, he was in New Jersey at his summer home. I don't have one of those. And I was at home in North Carolina, and Marty was saying, hey, I'm playing in a charity basketball tournament, you know, and I'm 40-something years old, and I need to bend gay and all this other stuff. Well, then it was 3 hours of people calling in going, oh, man, I blew my knee out,
yeah.
So-and-so, church league basketball stories and all that stuff. So we're very fortunate that they let us do what we want. But tape versus live, you know, when we were doing the TV show in the fall on a Wednesday night, you know, that was like a taped television
right.
show. We were doing that in the afternoon. And you have to because it's when you get coaches and all that. But Saturday mornings, man, we're live. We're live in person. Everybody come on out. And, yeah, Painted Dog Guy, we want to see you out there. We'll put you on the show.
McGee, you're the best. We love our phone calls throughout the year.
Oh, yeah.
We like part two here even better than part one
absolutely.
This week.
And it's great.
Thank you again for coming by to chat.
Oh, y'all are the best. Appreciate it.
That's Ryan McGee at ESPN McGee on Twitter. He's joining us on Radio Row at SEC Media Days.